This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full service law firm. When you are in need of legal assistance, consider Brandon Legal Group because you need not ask what type of law they specialize in. They are a full service law firm. And you can call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME. Visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. The Todd Wright Tour has been proudly supported by BrandonLegalGroup.com for over 2 years now. They buy the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. And Brandon Legal Group and I are working on some items as part of the gift and prize package for the upcoming sold-out Todd Wright Tour XXIV at Black Diamond Ranch on April 25th. 844-4BLG4ME. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. As a matter of fact, I'm going to talk about golf prizes and other golf things at Pin Chasers with my friends from Brandon Legal Group next week. We're going to have a weekday afternoon lunch and bowl-a-rama. We did one of these, I'd say, about 6 to 9 months ago. Jeremy, in particular, who is the marketing director for Brandon Legal Group, impressed me with not only his bowling ability, but his enthusiasm to showcase his bowling ability. Pin Chasers is a destination for so many occasions. I told you within the last month, I helped host a 9-year-old friend's birthday party. He, his friends, the parents, the grandparents, all had a terrific time at Pin Chasers. You can schedule cyber bowling parties, office parties. There's league play, group outings. It's an excuse to get inside, maybe in the summertime, out of the heat or out of the rain, in the bitter cold of winter, out of the cold inside. You're active, or just what I'm doing with Brandon Legal Group. Afternoon business lunch. Because as Bengal Ralph, one of my Todd Wright Tour Hall of Famers, an active bowler at Pin Chasers, before I even had a relationship with them, said the pizza is very good. And all the kids in that 9-year-old birthday party can attest. They knocked down about 4 of those things very quickly. Pin Chasers has 3 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, 5555 West Hillsboro, 4847 North Armenia, 6816 Gale Boulevard. Visit pinchasers.net or follow them on Facebook. They are very active on Facebook, telling you and reminding you about all the ways you can visit them, all the things you can schedule with them, all the specials you can take advantage of. Pinchasers.net. Thank you, Anthony Peroni. Now in year 61. With Pin Chasers in the Tampa Bay area. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. My Facebook, I am simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. My Instagram is @ToddWright2020. Those are the best ways to get in touch with me as it relates to the Todd Wright Toddcast. If you have golf questions, for example, about getting on the wait list for Todd Wright Tour 24, or just asking what the schedule is for the remainder of 2020, especially with the upcoming Todd Wright Tour Championship at Innisbrook. You can email ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. That is specifically my golf email address. And yes, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast will return for Season 5 sometime in early July. We will start cranking out podcasts for fantasy football. As it relates to this Toddcast, rare is it? Very, very, extremely, very rare. Anything comes from the Atlanta Hawks of any significance. I'll give you one thing. Dominique Wilkins. Nothing else is even close. When it comes to, and I talked about this, and I've known for a while, that the baseball team I was raised on, and a reason why my interest in baseball has waned, because my favorite team has essentially become irrelevant. Part of that is their own fault. Part of it is the way Major League Baseball is run. But I talked about that with my visit to a Red Spring training game in Goodyear, Arizona recently. And I mentioned some other irrelevant franchises within successful professional sports. And as much as people want to bury the NBA and have for a long time, maybe it's just where I live in the Tampa Bay area that has no NBA team, the NBA does just fine. And the head of the Atlanta Hawks recently made public an idea that he has and wants to float by the other owners slash governors and a very forward-thinking commissioner in the NBA in Adam Silver, which is changing when the NBA plays their regular season. Currently, they start in the middle of the fall, and they finish with the NBA Finals in June. His idea is basically to address why they are going up against the NFL and college football, for that matter, and move back the season roughly 2 months. The NBA has always attempted to brand itself with Christmas Day the way the NFL does with Thanksgiving. They don't do it as well. But it's not that it doesn't work. So to either have your opening day on Christmas or a week or two into the season, because college football ends basically before we get into all the meaningless bowl games until we get to the college football playoff. College football ends first Saturday of December. So the NBA would be thinking, let's go right after that, somewhere right after college football ends, or let's just go ahead and blow it out and start with games on Christmas Day. Now, pushing back the timeline, that suggests then the NBA Finals would move back 2 months as well, from June to August. But perhaps this is just another good reason why the NBA should shorten the regular season schedule and cut it down a bit so they don't have to go as deep into the summer. But let's say they don't do that. Let's say the Players Association doesn't go for it, because this has been talked about in one other sport for a while, baseball, reducing the number of regular season games from 162 to some smaller number. It hasn't happened. It isn't likely to happen. As far as the NBA, it hasn't happened. It isn't likely to happen. So what's the problem? You're getting away from, and the head of the Hawks said, our marquee game is on Thursday nights when we open the season, and we're getting killed by Thursday night football, which, if you remember a couple years ago, was talked about as, yeah, this is an experiment. It's just going to go away. Not going away. No way. Thursday night football is here to stay. So the NBA wants to get off that night. And at least the head of the Hawks says, why don't we just get away from it altogether? Now, they would still be going up against the NFL the last 2-3 weeks of the regular season and the playoffs and the Super Bowl. Sure, but you can't start after the Super Bowl. He's not asking you to do that. That would be another 2 months. Just get away from the bulk of the regular season. This is not unprecedented. The new commissioner of the PGA Tour just recently did this and got it done quickly. For those of you that follow golf, you know how the tour has been pushing this FedEx Cup for years, and it's never going to be as significant as any of the major championships. It offers a ton of money, and they continue to modify it. But the smart thing they did most recently, it started last year, was rather than play their playoff events on weekends against college and NFL They get it all done now, those events, before college and NFL starts, at least NFL with the regular season. Yes, golf then restarts quickly with the fall season in their wraparound schedule, but they've taken the events they want you to watch with huge purses and quality fields, and no longer are they making golf fans choose between watching, say, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, Brooks Koepka, and if he's healthy, Tiger Woods play, opposed to their favorite college football team play on Saturday and their favorite NFL team or their fantasy teams playing on Sunday. So the PGA Tour already made this move. I think the NBA making this move also makes a lot of sense. And if they don't shorten the regular season, let me take on the argument that, really, it's already late enough in June that the NBA plays its finals. Now we got to go all through the summer. Well, the summer would be the playoffs. It would. And to be honest with you, once the NBA finals end, other than a couple of golf majors, I, as a sports fan, and a pretty active one, basically consider that I have nothing that I really need to watch until college football begins Labor Day weekend. Other than, and even golf has moved its majors up. So the last golf major is in July. Now there's an argument out there that says sports fans like to unplug, get away, which also is very telling about baseball because they're the everyday sport for this period that we're talking about, from when the NBA finals currently end in June to when college football starts on Labor Day weekend, and that people choose to unplug. I don't think I choose to unplug. I just don't have something worth watching. You give me the NBA playoffs in a previous period where I didn't have anything to watch, and I'm on board. And there was an argument raised on PTI, which I've been watching since day one, that, well, the summer is for the summer leagues and the guys who play summer league basketball. Yeah, sorry, I don't give a shit. That's like the argument, well, college and pro football don't play on Fridays because that's when people go to high school games. Yeah, I don't give a shit. If you want to be involved with summer league basketball and that's your passion and you look forward to that, go enjoy it. But it doesn't impact me nor a lot of sports fans. We have no interest in it. We do not care about it. So why would you deny us NBA games of meaning in an otherwise dead period of July and August where most of us, at least me, have nothing in terms of sports to follow or watch on television? We're just waiting for football season to start. Because you're preserving that the summer league basketball. Don't care. Don't make an Olympic argument. That's every, you know, 4 years with the Summer Olympics, every 4 years with the Winter Olympics. No, doesn't apply here. Not a mainstream sport. Same with World Cup. Doesn't apply here. It's not an every year sport. So if the NBA thinks it makes sense, and I think it does, to not go head-to-head with the NFL in October and college football in October, November, and early December, I agree with that. And then I would say, sure, give me the conference semifinals, the conference finals, and the NBA finals in a time where currently I have almost nothing to watch other than an occasional major golf tournament or golf tournament of PGA Tour significance, or, you know, I will watch Wimbledon or the U.S. Open, but the U.S. Open's pretty close to Labor Day and also goes up against the NFL these days. Fill that gap. Again, not a lot good comes from the Atlanta Hawks and their history. One thing, Dominique Wilkins. That's it. Dominique Wilkins is the only good thing to come out of the Atlanta Hawks ever. But this idea has merit for NBA fans and mainstream sports fans. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Pin Chasers. Visit pinchasers.net or follow them on Facebook for all their ideas for group outings, parties, and late night specials. And by Brandon Legal Group. When you are in need of legal assistance, call Brandon Legal Group for a free consult. They are your full service law firm. 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME. Or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.